a kettő anyagi.
So both the concepts of good and bad are material concepts. So what is good for us is material, and what is bad for us is material. But in the spiritual world, what is good is spiritual, what is bad is spiritual. It's a different quality. So when we are in this... She says, this is like a prison, I live in a fire. But this is also an ecstatic symptom, which is very difficult to comprehend. Sanatana Goswami gives the experience that when you put your hand on ice, you feel like it was burning. And when you put your hand in the fire, then you may experience that it's like cold, but there is such a thing as an ice burn when you're hurt by the ice. It's a similar effect to burning, actual burning. So we experience suffering as a pain, but that's on a different level. And this is a place where Srimati Radharani experiences her pain. This is a very nice place. This is where Indra Yumna Maharaj will be coming at Radhastami. So we will move on now to Kokilavan. Let me mention. So the wind is not blowing now, so this is a nice place. I will tell you the story of Kokilavan here, and we will just go and see the place. But I tell the story now. Sometimes Krishna comes. This is going to be a very nice place of pastimes. Because it is not an open place, it's a closed. It will go. It will be a place where it will be walled up, the place, and there will be a closed place for pastimes. We already have a sponsor, someone sponsoring this holy place. The only place which doesn't have a sponsor yet is Kamyavan. I'm just reminding you. So, in the Kokilavan, the Kokila means the cuckoo. And Krishna is imitating the sound of the cuckoo, and Jatilal comes to uncover him, and then he has to hide in the tree, in the cavity of the tree. There will be a little forest. There is a forest behind us. It's called Kokilavan. There are lots of cuckoos there, cuckoo birds. Here it's cuckoo.
Ott a faluban, és a faluban, ott az erdőben, és oda megy Krishna.
So Krishna goes to the forest and starts singing like a cuckoo, and the other cuckoos are responding, and it's louder and louder and reverberating. So there is going to be a whole concert of cuckoos. Then Srimati Radharani tells Jatila, well, please let me go to the Kokilavan because I want to hear this concert of cuckoos. And of course what she really wants is to meet with Krishna. So this is cuckoo in several languages, Kokila and cuckoo. Which is the next place? forest. This is Kokilavan. And here are the cuckoos. So there are corresponding types of trees to the trees in the spiritual world. So if the devotees are cold, they should be dancing.
Hare Krishna.
Kadambakanda. This is a whole forest where Srimati Radharani is having rasa dance with Krishna. She has that in many places. From here you can see the lake Balaton. It's a high elevated place. Therefore you can see water. We are close to Kameman. When they take a rest from dancing, they go to the place which is indicated here by the yellow. Pastime of Krishna that he gets tired. You would think that Krishna is never gets tired. They just dance and dance and dance and never get tired. But it's people, it's human beings' quality is that they get tired and they get perspirated and they need to take rest. But of course, Krishna doesn't have to do this, but he does all this because that's his pastime. You can see the green flag, which is Kanavana. This is the forest where Srimati Radharani so this is a forest. So this forest is one of the favorite places of gopis. This place is very hidden, very much hidden, this Kamyama. One of the pastimes is that they dress up Srimati Radharani as a queen. And the other gopi is dressed up as guards and ministers. But nobody could enter this place. Krishna has heard about this play, and especially when something is forbidden, then Krishna immediately wants to take part. So in the company of a few coward boys, they made a plot to go there to see the gopis playing this. This was a covered and deep forest where you could only enter via a path. He has both hands full, so he said it would be nice to have four hands.
Ke Uhara.
So Ke Uhara means who are you? So this whole place is named after this question: who are you? Who are your parents? What's your family? And the boys, of course, were not prepared to be questioned. they didn't bring any ID cards. And they said, okay, we come back, we identify ourselves. And then they went a little further. They discussed what they will tell the but the guard gopis were more cautious this time. They made up a story about the family and so on, but the guard said, no, we haven't heard about this family, but we'll ask our queen. And we'll ask the archives. Yes, we'll ask the notary whether they know about such families. So they started to become curious, and they asked Srimati Radharani, well, there is some spurious people coming here, shall we let them in or no? And she said, okay, let them in. So there was question and answer sessions, and then in the end they confessed that they said they didn't want to enter in such a realm, but Krishna wanted to see that queen. We only came to see the queen. It's more interesting to see. And that's how the pastime went on. But then Krishna convinced Radharani that, well, what is a queen without a king? Of course you need a king. And he volunteered for the role of king. Before you go further up, let's just walk around all holy places, sacred places. Then later on we go back to the temple and we'll discuss the pastimes of Giriraj there. There is no flag there, but there is a nice big tree there. Changed back to Krishna. was very surprised. And then Krishna said, ah, I fooled you, I fooled you. This is that pastime. And they told Krishna, you are cheating again. Show us your forehand form again. We want to touch you. So we go on to Kamyavan. Kamyavan. Krishna is very much fond of Kamyavan. Kamo means desire. We use it for the word lust, but it can mean transcendental lust. Sometimes one word is used in several meanings. So we have to understand always in perspective. This place is more or less hidden. There will be a walking path around. So those who want their spiritual desire to be to unfold, then they can come here and they can chant here, they can pray here. So this place expands Krishna's desire. Therefore, it will amplify our own desire, spiritual desire. Let's go further. So this is one of the transcendental potencies of Vrindavan. So this is the place Vrindavan is which expands the or fulfills the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do whatever he wants. In Vaikuntha he can't do anything. There is Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. At those places everyone knows Krishna is God, so he can't do anything. There is Ayodhya. So when Krishna is as Ramachandra in Ayodhya, he is showing the perfect ruler. Therefore, he can't do anything. And when he is just worshipped with awe, then he doesn't have any friends. There's a picture showing Lord Ramachandra giving a hug to Hanuman. But Hanuman is embarrassed because Lord Ramachandra is embracing him as a friend, but Hanuman is in the mood of being a servant. So Hanuman doesn't want to be the friend of Lord Ramachandra. So this is a very lonely position. You may have a wife, but even your wife feels old towards you. So you don't even have a wife. So when you are treated as God, also in the court, it's a very lonely position. So, okay, that situation fulfills his desire to be God, but he has other desires, like Lord Shiva is actually a form of Krishna. So he's connecting to the material energy, but also separating you from the material energy. So there are other forms. Vishnu, Garbhoda, Prashaya, Vishnu. But Vrindavan is the place where Krishna can be himself, a person, and he is not limited by anything. So here in Vrindavan, Krishna has servants, friends, lovers, parents, everyone. everyone and everybody knows he is God, but it's not impeding the variety of relationships. Well, of course they have to know Krishna is God because they really know. But childhood and boyhood is not his original age. Krishna's original age is the Kishore age, and it is also subdivided to three. Navayovana is the end. And when Krishna goes to Mathura, that's not his eternal age. His eternal age is when he is adolescent. His adolescence is his real age. Many new words in Hungarian. Krishna's original age is the upper third of the adolescence. The original rasa is the loving, amorous rasa. And this is original because this element is present in every other relationship. When there is the protection from the parents, the trust in a friendship, service in that age, these are all included in this age, in this rasa. Now is the time to run because the rain is starting. So first, Govardhan should go first, and we just follow him. So shall we move or shall we wait for the rain to soak us? It is more certain if you just go back to the temple. So this is the substance is that this is the original rasa, and the other relationships are when one element of the rasa is withheld. We'll carry on later. So it's enough that we are freezing. I don't want that people get also soaked, wet. We should come back here to Kamyavan at some other time. Please be careful not to knock Govardhan. It's a new fashion in Krishna Valley that the bridge passes here where this bridge tilak is just the soil.
Really, I never saw it.
Well, because